Sunday with Miriam on RTE Radio 1 with It's for Women. The car insurance with extra benefits like personal accident cover.
My next guest this morning began his career as a captain in the Irish Army, but in recent years, Tom Clonan has become extremely well known as an advocate for equality and disability. This week, he began a powerful campaign on Twitter about the fact that his wonderful 19-year-old son, Owen, who has a rare disability, which means he has to use a wheelchair and he's also partially sighted, he just aced his Leaving Cert, got himself a place in college through the CAO system. But because it was designated a private college, Owen wasn't going to be able to go, as the critical disability supports he would need were apparently not available to him because it was a private college. Well, after speaking out on Twitter, things changed for the better. To explain all, I'm now joined in studio by Tom. Tom, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I'm lucky enough to have met your wonderful son, Owen. Tell everyone about Owen. Tell me about him.
So Owen is 19. He just did his Leaving Cert like everybody else during this period of COVID, which was very difficult. But Owen's journey began when he was 18 months old. Everything was normal up to that point. And then he was diagnosed with a rare neuromuscular disease, which ravaged him to the point where he is a wheelchair user. He's partially sighted. He's intellectually normal, but it was a real struggle to get him into mainstream school and to support him there over all these years. And all the physio I do with him in the morning, lifting him out of bed, bathing him, toileting him, dressing him. You know, this is the experience of so many families across the Republic listening to this who have a child or a family member who has a disability. It's such a struggle to even get out the front door and with your clothes on. But Owen had major spinal surgery after his junior cert, missed out on a lot of things in transition year. And then, unfortunately, COVID hit in fifth and sixth year. And all the parents and all the students listening will understand this. And Owen, because he's partially sighted, he really fell off a cliff in that virtual learning environment, and it was a real struggle for him. So this year, when the Leaving Cert results came out, it was extraordinary for him. He passed every subject, all six subjects that he sat. And then last week, we got the offer through the CAO system of a course, Liberal Arts in DBS. And Owen was so excited. We were over the moon. He can continue his journey and his pathway. And I went into DBS last Tuesday morning to meet with their head of disability, Joanne Donnelly, and the warmth of the welcome there was great. So what happens is, up until now, the institution wouldn't make an application for the supports he'd need. So Owen needs a personal assistant, you know, to get to and from college, to use public transport, to help him with toileting, you know, if he wanted to have a snack or something like that. And Owen, you know, he's so positive and he's so gentle and he's such a beautiful young man. And when the college made the application to the HEA, they said, no, private college, you cannot get the funding or the supports. Now, I felt immediately this is very, very unfair. Mm. The funding and the support should go to the person with the disability, not the institution. And so over the years, we've had so many setbacks like this. You know, you're putting on the boxing gloves every week, fighting with some agency or some institution, some organisation. Individual people are great, but unfortunately, Ireland is one of the worst countries in the European Union to have a disability of any kind on every measure. Homelessness, poverty, social isolation, suboptimal medical outcomes, lack of therapies and supports, you name it. We're at the bottom of the league, for shame, and we should be at the top. But in desperation, I put out a tweet and it gained traction. It went viral, and I'm very privileged to be in that position where I can get a bit of traction for it. And to make a long story short, on Tuesday night, the Minister with Responsibility for Higher Education, Simon Harris, called me himself. And I hope he doesn't mind me saying this, but, you know, as he spoke to me on Tuesday night, it was quite late. You know, I could hear the pots and pans and the plates in the background. I could hear his young child. And, you know, it occurred to me, well, he's a parent too, and he's human. But over the years, I've met so many people. I've never met Simon Harris before, never spoke to him before. But he, excuse me, he listened. Like, you know, he was listening. I set out the problem. He said, when does Owen start? And I said, in 2 weeks' time. And I heard an intake of breath. And he said, well, look, we got to do this in 24 hours. And bear in mind, this is the day after the Fine Gael think-in and trim, and the following day was the the Dáil recommenced and they had a vote of no confidence in Simon Coveney. They were busy. Mm. By 10 o'clock the following morning, Simon Harris rang me again and said, look, I've spoken to my Assistant Secretary General, Keith Moines, who absolutely, I mean, the Department of Education is a slow-moving department of necessity, as is the HEA, as is the CAO. But all of those people, the CEO of the Higher Education Authority and the Assistant Secretary General, Keith Moines, they put their heads together. They reversed the decision, but most importantly, Miriam, they changed the rules so that all young students with disabilities will get the supports they need, irrespective of what institution they're offered through the CAO. And that's so important. And, you know, we're very, very grateful. But I have to say, like, the support that we got, just by accident where I live, I just live down the road from here, Miriam, but all of the women in the constituency, people like Jennifer Carol McNeil, Josefa Madigan, Mary Mitchell O'Connor, the support that they showed us, Anne Rabbit from Fianna Fáil, across the parties, Mary Lou MacDonald, all these amazing women in Irish politics, powerful women in all parties, they get it immediately. Mm-hmm. And it's really important that all of these issues be dealt with, all of these anomalies. I mean, parents like me, there's other wonderful parents out there, people like Bernard Mulvaney, his beautiful daughter, Sophia. You know, we find ourselves campaigning and advocating and lobbying. But I take great hope from this because I really do think that there is, I've noticed over the last 10 years, a growing awareness that mm-hmm. disability is a fundamental human rights issue. It's not about toilets or accessibility or, you know, access to buildings or infrastructure. It's about people, these wonderful, beautiful young people. Like Owen, he went out on Saturday with his PA, Gina, she's a beautiful woman from South Korea, and bought clothes for college. And she came back, she styled them with a pair of skinny jeans, tartan trousers and a shirt. Now, when I lifted Owen out of bed this morning, we were talking about his new outfits. He wanted to try one on. He's like literally shaking with excitement. He's got a neuromuscular disease, he has, but he's shaking with excitement. I mean, this is, nobody should put an obstacle in front of a young person or anybody in this country with a disability. But again, individuals are wonderful. Kate O'Connell, for example, who I only know over social media, she offered Owen a job in her pharmacy in Rathgar because she said a young fellow like him, he'll need a bit of pocket money for college. And I'm so moved by little gestures. Like, it was such a wonderful thing to do, to reach out like that. So anybody that would place an obstacle in the path of somebody with a disability, you know, it shouldn't happen. But I do take great encouragement from what's happened this week. And let's get a campaign. Like, we're so good on marriage equality, on women's reproductive rights. When it comes to disability, these are fundamental human rights.
Tom, it means so much that you've come in. I'll just read one text. There have been many. Miriam, on disability, residential service in this country, they're non-existent. There are so many elderly parents like us trying to care for intellectually and physically disabled adult children. What a society. I mean, that's a debate for another day, a story, but it's the same, you're saying, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah, and that's a fear we'd have, you know, when I'm 55, I know it's hard to believe it.
Yeah, you look 25.
But like, I'm looking, you know, 20 years' time, yeah. Will I be able to lift Owen? And what typically happens now is that people in that situation in their 30s and 40s, like Owen, end up being put in a nursing home because there aren't independent supported living arrangements. And that's the battle we have to fight. And, you know, we're moving in the right direction.
Tom, I'm delighted. I'm especially delighted for your Owen because he's such a wonderful young man. Thanks so much, Tom, for fighting for that and for coming in this morning.